going back to Greece, even when I was a child, that every 50 meters, wherever you are, even if it's in a village with 200 people, every 50 meters, there would be another bakery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was almost one of those things where a loaf of bread was a daily ritual. And if it wasn't finished at the end of the day, there was something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and then there'll be a fresh loaf again the next day from the baker.
It's true.
And I was wondering what that's like for you growing up. Is this something that you had as well?
Yeah. Bread every day. I would be sent by my mum to the bakery to get my baguette.
Would there be something else you'd look at and go, hey?
Oh, yeah, pain au chocolat, the chocolate croissant. Yeah. But I also remember going back home and having already eaten half of the baguette.
Okay.
And my mum was like, okay, you have to go back now, get another one.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. What a mama. And so when you're talking about the culture of bread, and was this, what do you call it? Is it a boulangerie? Is
oui,
it a,
boulangerie.
And what does that mean?
A boulanger is the baker. Mm-hmm. Maybe because boule is bowl. Maybe first they used to make a bowl of bread. I'm not actually sure.
Okay, boulangerie. And then what separates it to become a pâtisserie? What's that mean?
Oh, pâtisserie is just desserts.
Okay, just sweet desserts per se.
Yeah.
Okay, and there would not be a cross culture between the two?
Or? Yeah, sometimes there's boulangerie pâtisserie together.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, this excites me, you know. And I do feel called to say, since we're talking about the French culture here, Benjamin Leonardi, who was one of our most cherished people who work for us, he's opened up his own shop in Mooloolambah.
Okay.
And he's called a Ben's Patisserie.
Yeah, I know Ben.
Yeah, yeah. And I recently visited with my mate Pete last Thursday, and just astonished at the amount of the array of sweets that he has included into his makeup, making them fresh daily. He's got puff from scratch. He's got croissant pastry always in the background. And then some of the newest things were like a puff pastry with almond cream and some flaked almonds on top in a triangle. Absolutely delicious, like crazy good. And the one that I was stunned with was his, how do you call it? Is it millefeuille. And what's millefeuille mean?
So it's puff pastry, and there's custard in between, like all the leaves.
Yes.
So millefeuille is 1,000 leaves.
Uh-huh.
And so we put in between the puff pastry some
pastry cream,
creme
pâtissière, we call it, which is usually like a vanilla bean infused egg and maybe a little bit of flour pastry cream.
Yeah.
There's something about the texture of the pastry that I found is really awesome, because it doesn't look like it's a full puff. It looks like it's a compressed puff, like as if
it's true. Yeah.
Some
I've never made it.
Oh, okay.
No, not so, that one.
What it seems like is they don't allow it to puff. They actually compress it by putting something on top of it, and that keeps it quite fine and delicate in the mouth when it's like primo and just come out of the oven. It's absolutely like delightful. It sort of just flakes into the mouth, and you got this creamy custard. Anyway, I had an orgasmic experience. That's the whole purpose of this conversation right now, is to give honor and gratitude for having the French culture penetrate into our Aussie lives. And especially here in Bryan, there's a fair few French people around. It's lovely to have that influence. I mean, this is the Belly Show. We're here to talk about food.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Yasu. So, Cécile, on the back of that, what are some things that you remember at the patisserie then? What are some iconic, maybe a couple of sweets that took your eye back in France?
Well, the funny thing is I'm not actually a sweet tooth.
Ah, well.
But when I go back to France, I do stop every time in front of a boulangerie, pâtisserie, and I'm just like speechless.
Yes.
And I just can't move, and sometimes I even take photos because I'm just like, oh my God, that smells so good. It's so beautiful. And I have even been sometimes wanting to get something and got out of the shop because I just couldn't decide, so many choices there were.
Wow. Okay, great. Thank you. On that note, we'll go to our next track. This is going to be Bright Side from Best of Electro Deep House. So you're listening to The Belly Show, sister brother Elias in the studio with Cécile. We're talking about French people, crepes, boulangerie, pâtisserie. We're going to carry that on into the next segment. Yasu and Opa.
you get, take it all and fuck the rest. Oh, oh. Get your shit together, cheer up, smoke a cigarette. Oh, you know this feeling when the world stops turning. Focus on the bright side. Life can make you bitter, but you'll wake up stronger.
Drum in Mullumbimby has quickly become known as Australia's most eclectic musical instrument shop. You can try out unique pieces such as harps, steel drums, wooden flutes, plus instruments from India, Africa and around the world. We now have a great new selection of guitars by Luna, Tanglewood, Sigma, Ari and Admira, as well as a whole wall of ukulele. Plus amplifiers, effects, pedals, keyboards and electronic stuff like microphones and leads. We stock all the gear you'll need like strings, cases and other accessories, all at the best prices with friendly service and advice. Come and see our ever-evolving range at Son of Drum, Musical Instruments Mullumbimby, musical sponsors of Bay FM.
Yasu, this is the Belly Show, Sister Brother Elias, 99.9 Bay FM, Byron Bay, and streaming live on bayfm.org. And we're joined in the studio, Cecile, Peace, Love and Crepes. We're talking about French people, the culture, buckwheat. We're talking about patisserie. I get excited about all those things. So how about we carry on? Like, what was your personal journey coming through from France and nestling here in the beautiful local region of Byron Bay?
So after I did catering school to start with, so I've been already grown in a very foodie family, and then in the catering school practicing and learning about real French food, and then it gave me the itchy feet and I wanted to go traveling around, went a bit in the West Indies and South America, a bit of Europe, Spain,
wow,
Switzerland.
Yeah, just a small journey, hey?
Just a little bit of also India and, you know, like a lot of people here, Asia.
Okay, so that particular itinerary, how did you come up with that? Was this like a...
Oh, it's a like a long 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I lived and traveled in different places.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are some of the awesome food things that you can share? Some highlight things from each place that stood out for you.
Oh, in Peru, I loved the chupe.
Chupe.
Yeah, I still haven't made it.
What is it?
It's like a fish soup with milk and eggs.
Really?
But it's so good. I loved it. And the ceviche, you must know the ceviche.
Ceviche, yes.
Yeah. It's raw fish with chili, red onions, coriander.
Holy mo! Is this more like a summery thing or something?
Yeah, that would be more like a summery thing.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got to go to Peru.
Yeah, I love that.
And then, okay, carry on. Yeah, you were saying
it. Yeah, and then I always wanted to come to Australia, but I was a bit scared because it was so far away,
mm-hmm.
And after in Asia, I was too close not to come.
Okay.
So I did my first step in the country.
Which was?
And I was in Sydney. I fell in love with the country. And just kept going and coming until I found a love and made a baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I'm here. That was like 14 years ago.
So the love happened before here or you did the baby and the love here in Byron? How did it?
No, that was in Sydney.
Oh, okay. So you're in Sydney. What were you doing to
waitressing.
You were waitressing.
Yeah.
Any cool places you want to?
Yeah. It's closed now, but it was in Manly.
Okay.
And it was out of Africa. Lot of people know about it.
Wowza.
Yeah.
Okay. So African, was it any French inspired?
Moroccan.
I was Moroccan.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what was the inclination to come and share the love here in Byron? How did that?
So we went back to France to have a little go at our life and for my son to learn French for his first words. And then we wanted to come back, and we decided to come back here because our friends had moved up here.
So when you went to France, what happened for you?
To be honest, it was a bit hard.
Okay.
Yeah, life there is not as easy as here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say hard, could you define it a little more?
I don't know, bureaucracy and stress and too many people and not a lot of work and not a lot of money.
Okay.
Everything is a bit of a struggle.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
that's how I found it.
Thanks for sharing that. And does that affect the people around you? I mean, you're a smiley, bright, sparkly young woman. How did you hold that energy while you were in France?
Yeah, it was hard. After a while, you get infected.
Okay.
I think.
All right, and that was the decision to snap out of it.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks for that contrast. I've done it myself. I've went back to Greece.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to live in the village and I'm just going to get in there as a naive young Aussie who's never been back to the culture of what the current. I mean, it may never have been like that, but it's definitely a lot, sharper. All the men go to army and there's always this, people looking at you, ready to knife you in the back kind of energy.
Mm.
And I'm not up for that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, I'd rather hug you, bro. So I suppose it didn't work out. But I did a year and I learned lots about myself in that process and to really be awake, aware and alert in my body. And know that if I want to go back to Greece, I've just got to hustle like them. I've got to scream at the front of the bank line like a lunatic just to get attention and service and push my way around and, talk back and, even swear sometimes just to get people to listen.
Yeah.
But we come back to Byron and we get to, just be more from the heart and more hugs and stuff. And I suppose that's what it's all about, isn't it? Just the real love. So thanks for coming back. Yeah. And thanks for... So how did the crepe journey? What happened there?
So actually, it's not even my idea.
Someone
brought me in that and offered me to start that business. And I was like, okay, let's try. And we did our first gig at the Malam Bimbi Community Garden First Festival.
Oh, that was an awesome event.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there. I do remember. Yeah, that was
our first one.
That were the early days for us as well.